You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about why your brain avoids the things that you like doing. So before I started recording these podcast episodes, which is very common, my brain's like, hey, let's not do this. And it wants to avoid it. But here's the thing, recording podcast episodes are so fun to me. So why would my brain want to avoid that? Doing something I love to do, doing something that's fun, doing something that's really creative and inspiring. Why would my brain like to avoid that? And here's the reason. The brain likes to conserve energy. So when it's between doing nothing and recording podcast episodes, even though I enjoy recording the podcast episodes, the brain's going to be leaning more toward let's do nothing because it wants to conserve the energy. And this makes sense because in the past, it needed to do that. It needed to conserve energy because you might have to run away from something. You might have to fight. You might have to extend that energy to use it for survival. But now that's just not the case. We don't have to like store up all of this extra energy. We can actually exert the energy and do the things, but the brain doesn't know the difference. The brain's like, no, you really might need this to like run away from something that might be really scary later. So once we kind of understand this, this makes a lot of sense. So even if you're finding yourself like maybe procrastinating or avoiding things or not doing the things, even the things that you actually like to do, this can kind of help explain what's happening. Because when we start to notice what's happening and we start to understand it, then we can start to realize like, oh, it makes perfect sense that my brain wants to avoid it. In fact, right now, I just even expect it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to record for podcast episodes or I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. My brain's immediately going to be like, no, let's not do that. And it's going to come up with all of these reasons. Well, we can just do it later. We can just do it at a different time. We can just put it off till tomorrow. We can just do this. We can just do that. So it's really just starting to notice that that's likely what your brain's going to do. It's going to talk you out of exerting that energy. So how do you want to respond to your brain when that happens? Because when we just keep giving in, the brain's like, let's just keep doing this. This is working. Let's just continue to tell her over and over because it is working. But when we can start to respond to our brain, we start to show up in a way that we want to show up instead of just kind of going off what the brain says in the moment. Like if your brain's like, oh, we don't really feel like it. And then we just don't do it. Well, if we do that all of the time, then none of our stuff will ever get done. And so it's really just talking to your brain in a way that has you moving forward. Like it can be as simple as like, oh, of course you don't want to do this. But we're going to do it anyway because it's going to be really fun. Or we're going to do it anyway because that's what we said we were going to do. Or we're going to do it anyway because I want to be the person that follows through. Like whatever the reason is, you just want to start talking to your brain that way instead of your brain saying, hey, we don't really feel like it. Let's not do it. And you're like, yeah, let's just push it off till tomorrow. Because again, what happens is when we avoid these things, when we delay these things, when we keep putting these things off, that cuts into our rest. Because now we're like, oh, I didn't do this and I should have done that. And then I need to do this. And now we're like busy avoiding all of these things instead of feeling really good. Like, okay, I plan to do these things. I gave myself plenty of time to rest, but I also got these things done. And now I feel really good about it instead of having all of these things feel like they just keep piling up over and over and over and then feeling really bad about ourselves because we're not getting those things done. And then we're judging ourselves and then we're being mean to ourselves. So even when it's something you enjoy, it makes sense that your brain would be wanting to avoid it. So it's just talking to your brain in a different way instead of just going with it and just saying, yeah, we'll just do it later or we'll just not show up for this thing. And if you want to follow through on the things that you say you're going to do and move forward, even when your brain's doing all of these things to get you to not take action, then go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult to learn more about my 12-week coaching program.